Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with OMF.
Bill, is Tom unbreakable? Were you worried about Tom skiing at all, Bill?
All right, wait a minute. So what does this have to do with the game now?
He's looking sharp, isn't he?
He's looking super sharp.
Yeah, he looks. Oh, boy.
There was a little bit of animation here from Coach Tom Izzo.
Get your ass back there, you f***ing goofball!
Izzo now having words with the freshman.
We're walking around. Get to the f***ing huddle!
Come on, this is unacceptable. You made your point.
He's still living in the 60s.
These jackasses on other networks complaining. Coach Izzo, you keep doing your thing.
Yell at me. Make me run.
Some breaking news out of Red Sox camp.
John Hyman tweeted this out.
Chris Sale and the Red Sox are nearing agreement on a contract extension that will keep the star left-hander in Boston.
I have a lot of faith and trust in the ownership and the brass here with the Red Sox.
Right now.
Remember Kareem Abdul-Jabbar in that Bruce Lee movie?
On Sports Radio WEEI.
If you were a betting man, wouldn't you have bet that Virginia would come out of the block? I mean, I don't know an awful lot about these teams, but if you get, and you're a number, don't you think the focus is on the first game of the tournament?
Aren't you? It is, but, you know.
You got to yell more.
That little butthole gets a little bit tight.
You got to yell more. That's why, because you're sitting there, hey, you guys are the number one seed. You've done enough.
Nerves.
You've done enough. And just scared. Like I suspected, here's what happens. All the tough guys.
Twitter.
No, not Twitter.
Text.
No, they go to text.
Text line.
You guys are a bunch of cowards.
This is unbelievable. They are ripping.
Cowards.
They are ripping Fourier. They are ripping Tom Izzo on the text line. You're cowards.
Point by a texter.
Right. You know why? Because you're hiding behind a little wall. By the way, we have your phone number. We can call you.
And but we won't.
And Christian will. At 3
o'clock
in the
morning. No, I won't. Oh, yeah, 3 in the morning.
Put your point again on Rizzo.
I guess it's a better indication of just.
Give the number again. Maybe they missed the number.
617. I'm going to do it real slow. 617.
Hold on. What was that?
617, that's the area
six,
code.
617-779-7 7 7 9 7 7 9 7 7 9 3 7 9 3 7.
You're screwing it up. It's like an echo now.
Jeez. All right, 617-779. That's our phone number.
Yes. I just want to know if does anyone disagree with us? Because Glenn, you keep talking about you keep using Deadspin.
I'm reading Deadspin, it on the internet. No, there's more people.
And Shannon Sharp. I don't get it.
Skip Bayless says he's,
I don't get
he's
it
back
either.
In the 60s.
Yeah, because he grew up in the 60s, so maybe that's what it is.
Yeah, but you know who does get it?
Who?
Charles Barkley gets it.
My big takeaway was one of the reasons Tom Izzo is one of my favorite coaches, he coaches his team. And I was so disappointed to hear all these jackasses on other networks complaining about a coach actually coaching his team. Coach Izzo, you keep doing your thing. It's all right for a coach to yell at a player. When did we get to the point where every time a coach yells at a player, it becomes a national emergency? So shout out to Coach Izzo. Keep doing your thing.
There you go.
ESPN, apparently, they had a few little snowflakes that...
But I think those are the... again, those are the... Those types of analysts are the ones that are probably... They don't want to, like, upset the apple cart.
There's no such thing as a
pander. You know what it is?
They want a pander. Because they know there's going to be a negative reaction.
Hold on. Let me give you some Twitter applause.
Yeah,
Twitter
exactly.
Applause. Awesome.
They know that there's going to be some outrage out there. And they would rather, it's safer to be on that side than to sit there and go on TV and say what Charles Barkley said. That's not safe. Now, Charles, I'm sure, will be criticized from people as well.
Jackasses on other networks complaining.
But if you're on the network that says, you know, this is wrong, we need to get this out. You should not berate a child. These are still children.
But if you...
And, of course, everyone's... I love that guy. He is... that is so nice. Good for him. And they'll clap, and they'll send a tweet, and they'll retweet it, and it'll be beautiful.
Yeah, but you're
and
not
it makes
doing...
life easier if you do it that
but
way.
But, again, I repeat, you're not doing your job if you're a professor in college who's not demanding, who's not forcing somebody to be accountable, whether it's in the math department or whether it's in the basketball department. If you're not doing that, and you send them out into the real world, the real world's not soft out there. I mean, what everybody thinks right now is we need to soften everything down. There are still some hardcore people out there. The world is not an easy place.
And once you find them, you won't be ready.
No.
No. Then you'll be wishing. Oh, but people will come to your aid. People will support you. People will pick you up and tell you, know what? It's not your fault. It's not your fault that you're so nice.
And you'll be unemployed.
But you're nice.
You'd be waiting for somebody to nice to hand
walk
something
around
to
with
you.
Like a little award.
Okay, can we get some phone calls of people that want to at least?
No, I see one guy. Okay. Out of we'll all the calls up there, we'll one dude.
Here's Santos in Norton wants to challenge Christian. Go ahead, Santos.
I guarantee you, Santos will have some lame excuse why he doesn't.
Why don't
like
you
Izzo?
Give him a chance?
Big Lug, it's counterproductive. I don't care about the money. I don't care about any of that. It's if you star player, you're trying to get in his head. You don't do it in front of everybody, especially publicly.
How do you know?
How do I know?
You know the player?
Yeah, I played a little bit here and there.
Do you know this player?
I don't know this player personally, but
do you think
in
this
general,
player maybe needed it?
It's not 35 years ago.
You don't know this player?
So you think that's productive?
Well, obviously it was. He played very well afterwards. The kid after
he
the game
said
I needed
well afterwards.
It.
Well, let's see what happens down the road.
I think he's going to play great.
He's going to walk in his... I mean, to say that it's counterproductive...
It's going to affect him when he's 40.
It's just too much of a blanket, broad statement. Why is it counterproductive? Hold on. Santos, how is it not productive? Why can't it be productive?
Because now everyone's looking at the coach. Okay, the coach should have pulled him down back in the runway. You know, walk off benches.
You're in the middle of a game. It's back and forth. You can't take a personal comfort timeout to make sure his emotional state is in the right place.
Don't you love 2019?
You can put him on a bench for 30 seconds.
Everybody was hurt. All the other players were hurt.
You want to put him on a couch.
Yeah, you want to make every point. Excuse in the world, Santos.
I knew it.
It's the world's problem. It's everybody else's fault. It's not the kid's fault. The kid didn't get his job done. His job was to
run on the court, half court, and basically undress the kid in front of the freaking crowd.
No, it was a timeout.
Yes.
He called the timeout.
Yes.
And he went out to the court as they were taking a timeout. Yes. That's what you do. Did the kid perform well after that?
I think that's old. Did he? Well,
yeah, he did.
It's old school.
Yeah. No, it's not old school. It's new school. The kid performed, and then at the end of the game, the kid basically said he had no problem with what the coach did.
I'm very old school.
How does it become? Thank you, Santos. I appreciate it. Nice try, but again, I knew it. Hey, Santos, you get the award today.
Yep.
You got some. You got a set.
That's not Twitter applause, I hope.
No, this is real.
Applause.
It's not old school. I'll ask you guys this. We all got kids. We all got sons, okay? Because people ask me this question all the time. Okay, if you don't like it, and if you're okay with it, how would you feel, Glenn, if Sam was out there playing basketball and the coach went out at half court and did the exact same thing that Izzo did? How would you feel? And how would you approach the situation?
My job would be to talk to my son when he gets home from that game to find out if he understood what the coach was doing at the time. My job.
Well, how I would feel is my kid in Little League? Is he in youth basketball? Is he in eighth grade? Is he in high school?
Yeah.
If he's a Division I athlete at Michigan State, then I'm going to sit there and say, what'd you do? You know, it's different with every age, isn't it? I mean,
yes.
If Tom Izzo did that to a 10-year-old, how would you feel?
It's much different.
Again.
Okay, if he did it to a 16-year-old, how would you feel? But he does it to a freshman. And it's a NCAA tournament. They're one of the best teams in the country.
He's a scholarship athlete.
Sorry.
Well, no. And my thing is, I agree with you, because different levels promotes a different style of
coaching.
Christian, you're just not doing that.
Christian, your child is out there right now. Your son is a highly sought-after football player. And one of these colleges, a lot of them have already given him a letter of intent. One of them is going to pick him, and they're going to give him a scholarship. Everything changes. The conditions change when you go to that level.
No, I agree with
right?
you. And
suddenly you're playing at a much different level. There's far more expected of you at that point. You're not the random just a high school athlete out there. You're somebody who is special, who you believe can play at a high level in that game.
Yeah, but I also believe that there are some coaches out there that shouldn't be coaching because they're just internally, they're just jerks. They're just jerks, and their method is to always be a jerk, and they really don't really care about you. They're just a-holes. That's not him. And I've seen those coaches also. Those coaches out there they hear themselves holler and scream, and they really don't care about your growth, your development. They could care less. They feel like they have no accountability to your parents. So they just, because they're just jerks, and that's just the way those guys, that's a different state. We're not talking about a guy that's grandstanding. We're talking about a guy in Izzo that understands the complexity of this tournament. He understands how he needs it to each individual guy on his team, how to grow, how to get the best out of those guys.
Yes.
So to me.
All right. So it's a big story last night. And if you missed it, Tom Izzo, the head coach at Michigan State, his team's making a run, but he's got one of his five players out there on the floor, happened to be this freshman. And the kid just was.
Aaron Henry.
He was being lazy. He wasn't getting back on defense. He wasn't doing what he was supposed to do. There was a loose ball that went out of bounds. Kid had an opportunity at it. Never, 50-50 ball, never challenged it. Never even gave it a 20. And so he called a timeout. And he got in the kid's face. He came out of court, got in the kid's face. He continued on at the huddle because apparently Izzo didn't like the fact that the kid was saying, my bad, whatever. He didn't like that. And then he doubled down when the game was over, and Izzo basically said that he backed up what he did. And then he kind of threw it at the writers, the newspaper reporters, saying, you know, if I ran a newspaper, I wouldn't want all of you to be accountable for your actions. And apparently there are some people, unfortunately, they don't want to call and challenge the big fellow over here.
They want to text.
They want to tweet. I'm hiding behind my wall. You can't see me. That's what they want to do. So it's the biggest story right now out of the NCAA tournament, lest Virginia goes down the drain here today. And you would think that Mike Francesa, on the fan this afternoon, who goes on at 3 o'clock this afternoon, is going to be clued in on it because we have meetings during the course of the day.
Here, see how we thought about
it. We go through all of our topics and everything else. So Mike does his show today, and well, lo and behold, what a shock. Since he's doing a lot of NCAA hoops, a caller calls up about the Izzo story.
I have to, again, it's hard for me. Mon, see if you can find it for me so I can look at it. Because I haven't seen the video, but again, unless it's something that I can't visualize, because I have not seen it. But again, him being—I mean, let's see. If, I'm going to look at it now.
This guy.
This is all in the air right now. Well, listen to this.
This is 3 o'clock today.
Yes,
guys, it's still running. I haven't paused it yet.
This is all on the air right now. This is what the audience is hearing.
Wait, this is his podcast. Here.
Yes,
he's watching.
No, this is on
your show.
In New York.
He's watching the video
right
now.
Still?
Yes.
So no, he doesn't have a co-host, obviously, so no one can vamp for him.
No.
So now his producer's giving him information.
His producer's trying to tell him what's going on.
Still going.
And he's still watching it.
He hasn't said a word. How long has it been?
Boy, we've gotten so soft. You guys got to be kidding me.
Yeah, he's back.
I'm sorry. I've been around too long. You guys, you're not allowed to say anything to a player anymore. This is just outrageous. I mean, you know what? I mean, that wasn't even a day. That wasn't even angry from Bob Knight. I mean, that wasn't even angry.
I mean, I'm not using Bob
Knight.
At
3 p.m. today, he had not seen that?
Had no idea what the caller called him up. He had no idea what the story was. He's into the tournament. At least he tells us he's into the tournament. He's, you know, giving us teams that he thinks have a shot at winning this thing or even in the first round. And yet, he had no clue.
VCU-UCF is a legitimate game.
I'm not surprised.
And his producer had to come in there and basically over his shoulder, you can hear him in the background.
That game was
explaining to him what happened.
It was at like 3 o'clock yesterday. It was on during his show.
Yes.
I mean, I'm just saying, 3 o'clock.
I've seen the video, I'm going to say, 15 times. It was all over the internet last night. It was all over
TV.
Right,
while you were on air doing your show, you didn't see it afterwards?
Apparently not.
You do a podcast at night?
Mon, see if you can find it for me so I can look at it. Because I haven't seen the video. But again, I'm going to...
You know what? I can't stop. I can't listen to it. I'm not even kidding.
Oh, my God.
I can't take it.
That was almost a 30-second gap in any kind of
content. Can you imagine if we just did that?
Listening to a guy watch something. 30 seconds.
Well, you know, to his credit,
something.
You know, he needs to get to a realistic, you know, real-time
opinion. He's gotten so soft. You guys got to be kidding me.
Finally. 30 seconds.
I can't do it.
Pretty soft when you don't know your topics for the day, I think I would say, right?
I wonder what would happen if maybe we should try this. I got an idea.
Dead air?
Can I give you an idea? Or maybe should I wait until next
30
week?
Seconds?
No. I got an idea.
Okay.
I got an idea. You want to wait for it or do you want to hear it now?
You're not going to force me to not talk for 30 seconds.
No. I would like to try. I think we should try one day next week. We should have a Francesa day. We don't talk at all. We don't talk about the show. We don't talk about, we just show up.
Oh, the engineers are going to love
we
that.
We just show up and walk
dead
in
air?
And then No. None of us are on the same page. We don't know what anybody wants to talk about.
No conference call.
No conference call. No, you show up at 2 o'clock right away. You hand him the trending, and we see what happens. It's called Mike Francesa Day.
I tell you what,
we'll see what happens. We don't talk to Ryan. We don't talk to Tyler. We don't talk to anybody.
If that's the case, I'm going to plead with the audience. I want all prank phone callers that day. That's what I want.
So today when we come on, you're like, I don't think they're going to sign Chris Sale. I mean, they haven't talked at all about it. I don't see it happen.
I don't think it would be an issue with us, is my point.
They came
Pretty big story.
We're going to try it.
Bring me that tweet.
Unbelievable. 617-779-7937. Nobody to challenge you. They're killing you on the text line over here. Destroying you.
Mom, see if you can find it for me.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We're back with more Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier on Sports Radio WEEI.
Wow, I'm looking at it right now. Embiid went after him.
Yeah. Imagine this guy 7'2", 280 running at
him. Nobody had stopped Embiid. He would have gotten thrown out.
He would have, yes. Embiid would have gotten thrown out. That wouldn't have been good at all. No, but Embiid controlled him. Embiid's 7'2", 280. No one can stop him if he really wants to get to him.
The first two steps, he could have crushed that little weasel.
Our buddy Angelo Cataldi down at WIP in Philadelphia. So I believe the Celtics went directly from Philadelphia to Charlotte. They don't play until tomorrow. So they stayed overnight in Philadelphia, and then apparently a kumbaya moment because they couldn't do a long plane ride, right?
They do a team dinner?
So maybe that's what they did. They said, we can't do the long plane ride because every time we do one of those long plane rides, you notice we all just come together and
maybe
everything works.
Maybe they should go play a pickup game like IT's doing.
Yes, they could do that.
Another one last night, I think.
So they went to Charlotte, and they're sitting around Charlotte yesterday, sitting around Charlotte all day today, and then they will finally play a game tomorrow, and as I mentioned, probably no Hayward in the game tomorrow. So they got an opportunity to talk today. It's the first opportunity we got to hear Marcus Smart talk about what happened the other night when he pushed Joel Embiid.
To play defense, it's unfortunate. You know, you keep touching your body, it's a call on you, or, you know, the offensive player can create so much contact on the defender, the defender can't even protect himself. So it's hard. So, you know, with that aspect, you know, I thought I made a good play on the ball. I went through the ball, and when I was trying to fall through the takeoff, I got called for a foul. Hold on, stop.
So what he's describing is
the first... I can't hear anything. Can you help me?
Can you take the bouncing balls out?
I know you can't. Here's the problem I have with this, right? And I know my hearing sucks because I have awful hearing right now from putting these headphones on for so many freaking years.
Oh, yeah.
But why is it that the bouncing balls are louder than Smart? You would think the bouncing balls are away from the microphone, right?
I agree. The balls are louder than Marcus.
How is that possible?
I don't know.
Is it like a frequency thing? Is there anybody that...
I have no idea.
You think they know that he's talking to the press, so on purpose they're really hammering the ball into the court so they can't get clean audio?
No, they're doing it in the gym, so everybody else is doing their thing. But you can't stop everybody.
Background, not the forefront. Yes. Yeah. I feel like that's all I'm hearing.
It's like the mic picks up the ball first.
That is the first play where he got a foul on before he ended up getting the pick.
Good, you interpreted for us.
Well, that is basketball practice.
Post practice.
Oh, I'm sorry, post practice.
Okay. So that was what he was talking about.
The defender has no wiggle room or can't do anything.
He said he made a play on the ball and then he called a foul on him. But that was it. There was really we all thought there was some jawing back and forth.
Okay,
the steal which led to the foul. And the very next play was when he ended up pushing Joel Embiid.
Trying to fall through the takeoff. I got called for a foul. I'm not worried about that. The elbows, the chest, I wasn't too worried about that. But then the legal screen from Joel the very next play. And I thought it was just really obvious that, you know, it was an illegal screen that should have been called. I thought it should have been cleaned up. You know, if you call that screen or you make the right call, then, you know, you just don't let the offensive player just really do us what he wanted and, you know, allow the defender to protect himself and protect his space as well. None of that ever happened. So with the legal elbow, know, I don't know if you guys watch this. You can even see Joel lean in with elbow. You can see Joel walk off like he didn't even do anything. He just, you know, I don't know what the call was. So after that, you know, I waited for the call. It didn't happen. And I just got up and I pushed it. And it's hard because now, you know, you send a message to a guy pretty much telling him you can't protect yourself. You know, you're supposed to just take that and allow it. Unfortunately, I'm sorry. I just wasn't raised that way.
That's the problem. Hold on. Does he realize that he's not? This isn't a street fight.
I think he said that the problem now, you send a message, you can't protect yourself. He didn't come into your house with a machete.
Machete.
Okay. I'm just saying, he didn't walk into your house.
You know what? That's the influence he had when he was in Japan for a while. He spent some time in Japan for a year.
No, but he didn't walk into your house with a gun threatening to kill you and your family. He set a screen. Now you have to. You feel like
you have to retaliate.
I mean, I have to protect myself.
Yeah, it's not a street fight.
Yeah. See, when I heard it, okay, fine. You're looking for the foul. They don't call the foul. Why don't you go push the ref?
That'd be better.
It's really the ref's fault. You should be angry.
We're trying to control this guy, Chris. Not get him thrown on the
leash. Don't get it twisted. It's the ref's fault that didn't call the foul. You're complaining about the fact that you got to be protected and he throws a cheap screen at you. You shouldn't be yelling and be pissed at Joel Embiid. It wasn't even that bad.
I would steal his dog.
I'm kidding. Don't steal his dog.
This is a dumb answer by him, isn't it? I mean, don't you come out today and say, my bad? I mean, I didn't like the fact that I didn't get the call on that screen.
Is there more to it?
Do we get this?
Did he just talk about the foul, or did he talk about how he left his team?
All we get is more bouncing balls.
Oh, he lost his control. You can't afford to do that. Did we hear any of that?
No.
Nothing?
He's telling me no. There's none of
that. No, we asked for more.
You've heard all of it. So remember what Brad Stevens said at the end of the game the other night? I'm disappointed in him. He should be more disappointed today that he's not sitting there saying, hey, I'm sorry. I let my teammates down. I owe it to them. That's what you do,
You know what else? I know it's not a big... If you're in the league, you know it's not a big secret how you get under his skin. It's easy to get under his skin. It's easy to get him going. It's easy for him to bait him into doing something stupid. You're in a big playoff game. Brad Stevens already told you, hey, listen, we need you. We can't have you fighting and getting kicked out of games.
But here's the biggest problem.
But all you're doing is just giving a green light to any guy who wants to try and, you know, challenge you.
Correct.
And to force you to, because you're not about that life. Or hold on. You are about that life. So no one can disrespect you by throwing a cheap screen or a dirty screen, borderline nasty screen.
He's not about that life.
It wasn't. You're overreacting. You're trying to explain it away and use your childhood as a reason why you reacted the way you did.
Well, he's basically saying he got screwed in the play before, and nobody's questioning that. Okay, you got screwed in the play before. Now, it might have had something to do with the fact that you do flop an awful lot, and so the official might not have believed you, but I'll give it to you. You got screwed in the play before. It still doesn't justify what you did.
I just wasn't raised that way.
I wasn't raised that way.
That's the worst. That is the worst, the dumbest thing I've ever heard him say. Yep. You can't use that as an excuse. There's a lot of things that I was taught when I was growing up. If people did think something to me, or if I needed to react a certain way, that is in your house.
That is with your dad,
your parents, your brothers, your sister, whatever it is.
All right, let's go to the phone calls on this one. It's 617-779-7937. Here's Scott in Portland. Scott A.
What's going on?
What's up?
Is that Lou the Machete Maloney on the phone?
Yes, sir.
And Christian the Scalabrini Foyer?
Yeah, you said it right, too. What's up, Scott?
Hey, so I know the game has changed. I know society has changed. I know every time we say something now, we offend somebody, or we look at them the wrong way, we offend somebody. But the way the Celtics have been playing lately, did Smart do something to potentially help them lose that game last night? Yes. But did he potentially create a fire within that team?
No.
We don't know. Maybe that's what they needed. No. You don't agree?
I think it affected the Sixers more than it did the Celtics.
If it was a fire, do they hold off and win that game? I think they were up 9 when he left.
Yeah, I think you're right. I think they were up 1.
I don't think it does any good. The thing I would be concerned the most if I'm Brad Stevens, he's had numerous things that he's done, including throwing balls, officials, everything else over the years. I don't think he learns from any of these. He's supposed to be more mature. I understand when you're young. This is a guy that once went in the stands when he was in college after, a fan. So He hasn't learned from any of this. The switch goes off. He can't control his emotions, and he blows it. And there's no way that that is a positive for this team.
No, this isn't something that carries over to next couple of games.
No, Scott, I would say that the emotion that he carries on the floor in games, in big moments of games, is a positive thing for this team. The fact that he's willing to take a charge against anybody, right, that's a positive.
Yeah. That's Marcus Smart time. Yeah.
And it easily outweighs the negative.
Right.
You're going to have this once in a while. It was stupid. It was
Mark
dumb.
Mark is stupid.
But I think that's you just got to take that. That's who he is defensively. Gets under people's skin, so he loses it once in a while. Yeah, but that's not going to spark this team. God, how many sparks does this team need?
The most unstoppable player in the league.
Been hearing it all year. That'll spark him.
They're down to 10 games.
He needs to do the Mutombo finger. He needs to do it. Please do it. He talks like him.
I'm the most unstoppable player in the league.
No, not in here.
All right, 617-779-7937. Friday edition. You only have an hour and a half left, big fella.
That's it?
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Keep up with the show on Twitter at OMF on WEEI. Before, during, and after the show at OMF on WEEI. Let's get you back to more of Ordway, Merlone, and Fourier right now on Sports Radio WEEI.
Killing us on the text line.
About what?
Unbelievable. You guys are bleep on this one. The kid agreed with the coach out of threat. Problem isn't solved. Izzo is a clown. One right after another.
Nobody wants to call in, though.
A bunch of big babies.
Oh, wait a minute. We got somebody who wants to call in. Let's go to Scott. Scott's in a call.
Hey, Scott.
Scott, thanks for calling, buddy.
First off, thank you. You've got a set.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
How you doing?
Hey, I just have a quick question. I don't understand how you can all take the side about Larry Izzo and what he did. You have no problem with it.
Larry's brother.
When Marcus Smart pushes somebody, you gave him a little bit of a cheap bump, little cheap shot, gets up and shoves him, and everybody's up in arms about it.
Well, you understand there's physical contact, and he pushed him from behind and got thrown out of the game.
All I hear is Glenn.
Are you comparing the two, Scott?
This is the NBA now.
Scott, do you even believe the words that are coming out of your mouth? Do you even believe what you're saying? You can't possibly believe comparing the two. You can't.
Why not?
Because Marcus Smart got up, pushed Joel Embiid from behind to the floor. You say it was a nice, easy little push? Tom Izzo yelled at a player.
Again,
are you kidding me?
You cannot. There's not one person in the state of Massachusetts.
I would rather people call up honestly, and make sense than they, just make it up just to get on there. Because Scott doesn't even believe
they don't have. Here's the thing. Because I think everyone in their heart knows that there was nothing wrong with what he did. And if somebody calls up and then tries to explain themselves, they're just going to be doing because they want to. Because they somehow want to jump on that side of the soft and weak.
Well, at least they're willing to call.
So what do you guys
stronger
think
than these other
horses. Was that like? Was that a bad thing?
Yes, it was.
Yes,
it was
yeah.
So
you
stupid.
Can't do that. You can't, Scott. You can't. There are rules, and you can't go out there and physically attack another player on the floor. This is
when
a college. Wait a minute. Let me finish.
All the time.
This is a Scott. This is a college coach who is trying to explain and teach to a player. And sometimes when you teach, you need to be fairly loud, okay? Because the kid needs to be accountable for his actions. That's part of life. That's all he was doing. If he choked him, if he pushed him down the way that Marcus Smart did, we would all be sitting here saying something totally different.
Well, that's not what I'm saying. I'm not saying they're equal in any sense. What Larry Izzo did was perfectly fine. I would personally or like Tom. To play for a coach like that.
Oh, I'm sorry, because you said you have a problem with Tom Izzo.
I'm totally
confused. No. I have no problem with what he did.
Am I in a bizarre
world? Do me a favor. Call Francesca.
Can you play the first 10 seconds of this guy's call?
Yeah.
How we don't have a problem with Tom Izzo?
It's Friday.
Again, I challenge, okay, you have about an hour and a half. Well, less than that because we got last call and we got something really good for you. 617-779-7937. This is a Friday challenge. We call it the 48 Friday challenge.
Ooh,
I like
this challenge.
All right, the FFC.
The FCC?
No, we don't want that.
They're calling it that a few times.
The FFC. Because here's the thing. It's so funny. The tough guy Twitter machine, the tough guy text guys.
They're killing
guys,
us. They're killing
us. Sit there and just try
all
and rip us. But they have no balls.
No, they don't.
They have no balls because we have not found. It's been almost 3.5 hours or whatever it's been. Not one person disagrees with
because
us. I'm amazed.
The offended community.
I want Reamer to call it. Where's Reamer?
But they're strong. The offended community is strong. So when they see that people are offended, they see a cause and they're like, "Yes, I often get offended. I look for things to get offended. So I'm going to jump on this and I'm going to say in text that I am offended. Now I don't really believe it." I just want to be part of something.
Yeah.
I want to be part
There's
of the
a
group.
Mob getting
I want
started.
To be accepted. So I joined the often offended group. And that makes them feel good.
But
they can't describe it. They can't come on the radio and actually debate it because you sound stupid like that guy Scott
did. Do you
have
to pay any dues for that group?
No, and that's the beauty of it.
Dues?
It's a free membership.
Free?
They're bringing everybody in.
All they need is a pitchfork.
Yeah.
Or like a torch.
And you know what happens when you get in there?
A torch or a pitchfork.
They actually give you a free TD bank card.
Oh,
yes,
really?
Yes. You get a free account, savings account, checking account at TD bank. You get one of those, too.
Yeah, they had a rough day yesterday, didn't they?
Sure did. Sure did. They should have said when your credit card's in Framingham.
Okay. Or Attleboro.
Yeah.
I think they were trying to use the letter D and D, right? They were trying to do that.
Yeah.
But it's a Canadian company. They probably don't know, right?
Someone said, use this city.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's funny.
They don't understand it.
I don't understand how you can all take the side about Larry Izzo and what he did. You have no problem with it. What Larry Izzo did was perfectly fine.
He's talking about Larry Izzo, the special teams ace for the New England Patriots?
Larry Izzo, yes. Larry Izzo.
Matt, what's that story? You going to tell the story?
No, I mean, you know.
Is that last call today?
No.
Well, he's done that a few times, right? But Larry Izzo, when you used to play?
I did it myself.
You wet yourself?
On purpose, yes.
During
I peed in my pants. On purpose, yeah. I couldn't make it to the bathroom.
Or you just couldn't make it through?
No, I couldn't make it to the bathroom. It was raining that day, and I sat down on the turf. I just sat down, and I just...
The rain does it, you know.
No, the rain does. No, it nothing.
No,
I
no,
usually,
it's a psychological thing when it's raining out
this
there.
This is true. I wet myself driving to the work.
No, that's not
tingle
true.
Sprinkle.
No, do you know this?
What do you mean?
Do you know you pee more when you're nervous?
Before a game. Yeah.
I don't know if it's in baseball because it's not really that stressful, but a football game. I'll look to you, Glenn.
Yeah.
You
are never on stage like a baseball player is.
It's more stressful.
You're in the batter's box. It's just you.
You would.
You're
pee.
On the mound. Yeah, it's just you.
You had a couple
pee
tackles,
more
couple
when
guards,
you're nervous.
You got other players.
You pee. No, this is true.
Or rain.
What do you turn to a werewolf if there's a full moon?
No one turns to a werewolf.
Give me a break.
How is that the werewolf?
And when it rains, you have to pee. No. That's not true
I'm
at all.
I'm just telling you that it does something. There is some connection there.
And what if you turn the faucet on?
Why did you say that?
What if you turn
it was raining out? You had to pee.
What if you turn
did
the faucet on?
Did you not say
on?
That?
If we can you guys have a faucet sound like running water?
Yeah, I'd wet
do you
myself.
Feel like you have to pee?
I might.
But you're
maybe, I might have to.
What?
It's psychological. You just don't understand psychological.
No, you're on the faucet.
Stuff.
You got to go pee. You ever do that when you do a drug test and you can't go and they turn the faucet on?
Ooh, the things I did to make myself pee. Wow, that's another story for another
day.
Does this make you have to go to the bathroom? Is this a bubbling brook?
I'll be right back. John's in a car.
Hey, John, do you have to pee now?
Hey, John.
He's in the car.
I do not. I am driving to the lovely town of Marshfield, though.
Oh, there you go.
God's country.
It's beautiful after 2 inches of rain.
Yeah, wonderful.
All right.
Not shining. So I was listening to the Izzo conversation, and I actually love Izzo, but Christian, trying to find something wrong with it is the clip I saw. I thought he came back to the huddle, or on the way back to the huddle and in the huddle, he kind of lunged at the kid as if he was going to grab him, and then the other teammates had to hold him back. So my question is, if those other teammates didn't hold him back, like, was he putting on for show, kind of, or was he really going to he was physically going after the kid.
Here's a guy, and thank you for having a sack today. I appreciate it.
Well, yeah, we want to thank you. Yeah, thank you.
Have a sack Friday.
We have all these new benchmarks we're going to try and put in today. Here's the thing. He has no history. He's never been accused of grabbing anybody.
Demonstrative though
it was a form of intimidation, most definitely.
Yeah, and I think what John's saying is that when he got back to the huddle, the kid said something, and apparently I think it was my bad, and he got pissed at that. And it could be what Lou was saying earlier. How many times can you say my bad during the course of the season? Oh, after a while, coach is sitting there going, "Stop that." Okay,
yeah,
take responsibility. That's an excuse.
But I just go back to what John said. The problem is that he lunged to him. Okay.
Yeah.
He never came in physical contact with him. He also pointed a finger. He had a finger in his face.
But if I lunged to you,
hold him back.
What does that mean? Like, okay, great, you lunged to me.
He wasn't going to make contact.
I mean,
he was going
to
headbutt him.
Well, why did he do it then?
To intimidate him. To get in his face. You've never done that? You ever argue with someone and get in their face?
Oh, I've done it.
To intimidate him. Triforia does it every day to both of us. He looks down at us and gets in our face.
I actually got a weird suspension for that.
Especially when he takes a pen out.
Yeah.
Hey, but John, we're talking about Division I athletics. I know people like to do this. They like to call it, well, these are student athletes.
No, they're still children.
Okay, still children.
I'm done!
How much money do you think is flying around the country right now with TV rights, betting, and everything else with these games that we're watching on all of these channels? The only thing you gain out of the NCAA tournament is you find out where True TV is on your television.
Straight cash.
Cash. How much money do you think is involved, John? This is big-time sports.
Yeah, but that's really got nothing to do with it.
It has everything to do with it. I mean, we're not talking... Some people are treating it like we're talking about junior high school kids. We're not doing that.
No. I coach junior high school basketball, so I know. And then I got somebody thinking, if my son's out there... I mean, he's just kind of bordering on pushing towards the Bobby Knight, let's choke a kid. I mean,
Division I basketball. On a major tournament, tournament.
If that's how we're basing everything, then we got serious problems.
We do.
Like, you can look at anything and say, I know he didn't, but it sort of looked like he was about to steal that car.
We're doomed.
And I know that guy, is that what we're doing?
He touched it. He had his hand on the bumper in the front.
And if somebody didn't show up, maybe he would have.
Exactly.
Charge him for it.
I could tell his body language. He looked like he liked that car.
For so many things, right? Looked like he was going to. Is that where we're going right now? Is that what we're going to do?
Intent.
It's not even, you don't have to do anything?
You have to judge intent.
He lunged to him? Okay.
And I would say that he made actually the most valid point, or the best point so far, because if you have any issues with
it. The only point that anybody's made
you would
so
say
far.
That's the only thing that really stood out to me as, be careful. Right. Whoa. Okay, we're good.
But he didn't go there. So he got to that. That point, that edge, and didn't go over that edge. But I think that's what a lot of people are doing there. They're classifying this as, student athletes.
It's a hate crime.
Kids and student athletes. This is big-time basketball. That's why it's such, a big deal on television, on all these different stations.
Good thing you know basketball.
It's a big deal. We got another Scott on the phone.
Another Scott.
How are you, Scott?
Hello, Scott.
Hey, good. Sorry, another Scott. Sorry about that. So just calling in from the highway, listening to you guys. I just kind of want to explain why people are upset about this. I'm not necessarily upset about Tom Izzo, but I understand why people are upset. And it's in the context of race and power, which are huge issues on the internet and with a lot of people on the left wing. Yeah, hear me out. So this is why the general public's upset.
Because a white man did it to a black kid?
Tom Izzo is a white guy, and it's a black student athlete. And so that's the first issue. He's showing him up on the court, gets in his face, and kind of like looks really angry. So people perceive that immediately as being not a good thing, because it's an elder white guy against getting paid millions against a student athlete, young black player. The other issue, when you look at Marcus Smart and Joel Embiid, they're both equals. They're both on equal footing. They're in the NBA. So you have a a shoving match, that's irrelevant. People used to fight all the time in the NBA. No one's really upset about that. It doesn't bother anyone. But with Tom Izzo, it's truly an issue of race and power. So I just want
I hear what you were saying, but nobody is sitting there calling him a racist. I haven't heard anybody bring up the race.
This is one of those situations where if you bring up race, you should look in the mirror. Yeah.
It's not against the law to be racist.
You're searching for it. This is nothing more than a coach and an athlete. Could be a black coach and a white athlete, right? To me, if you try to make this a black-white thing, then you're just questioning yourself because you're not a good person that goes around looking to be offended every day. You're looking to claim race every day.
Well, I think there are people that do that, and he's right. But I haven't seen it, so he's the first one.
I haven't seen it.
No, but I
wouldn't be surprised if someone says it.
No, because it happens. People
should
do bring it up.
3-2-1
But I think this is more a situation where they're looking at it. It's a student athlete. This is Division I basketball. This is a big, huge deal. As I said, there's tons of money here. Anthony's in North Reading. Anthony.
Hey, yeah. I just want to talk about what Izzo did with the kid. Like, I was a high school athlete, like a pretty high recruited one, and my coaches always got in my face.
Can't do it. I don't know what's going on with that connection.
What the hell was that on his phone?
I don't know. From space.
It's like the hiccups, you know, the hiccups.
The phone hiccups?
Hiccups, yeah. Sound like
never heard that, but it's a good analogy.
Sounded like that's what it sounded like.
His phone had the hiccups. So drink water standing on your head.
I would have rather heard the basketball in the back. Just somebody dribbling
that
a basketball.
That to me is, why can't the Celtics do something about that?
Because they don't care about it.
They're having these media scrums.
They don't care. Let me ask you this.
You can't even use any of this sound.
You're Jeff Twist.
Side little room, though? Like, just right outside? Just a quick little pop in there real quick?
They do it on purpose.
They do it on purpose. They get the players right there on the court. You think that Jeff Twist, who's a wonderful guy, the PR guy's been there for years, and he's a great guy. Do you think he's going to sit there and suddenly, you know, try to eliminate the basketball court sounding? I mean, he's sitting there going, hey, I don't think I want anybody to hear what Marcus Smart has to say today. Right?
So that's a way of protecting him?
Maybe.
Hey, keep bouncing the balls.
Maybe.
We will definitely not shut up and dribble.
Here's Angelo in Enfield, Connecticut. Hello, Angelo.
See these.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Good, Angelo.
Hey, I need to call in. You know, I was watching the game yesterday. You know, Izzo, he's the leader of that. He's the coach of that team. He needs to yell at these kids. This is big time sports. My kid's in junior high and stuff. He had a basketball coach this year. The coach never even got off the bench and told him one word. You know, how are we supposed to get these kids to play sports and be future leaders of the world?
Well, I agree. Part of the coach, and we're going to let you go, Angelo, because your line sucks. I'd rather hear the ball dribbling here while we talk than hear
full
that.
Moon.
But, no, I think if you're teaching college kids what the real world is like, if the kid is not putting in 100% effort and
accountability,
he's putting in 20% effort at that juncture, everybody else is working their ass off. You have to stop, call a timeout because they were on a nice run. Call a timeout and say to the kid, "What are you doing?"
Right. No.
See the only publication, the only article that you found that was actually against this was Deadspin. Which, of course,
no. There's more than that,
okay,
and there's a bunch of stuff on Twitter.
Twitter. I got Twitter followers. I got zero followers.
What an awful man!
Everybody wants to be part of the group.
They can't round up the troops. They cannot get the mob together. Nobody cares. That's why I've been shaming every single person that listens to us, and nobody can call it because they all agree with us.
Right.
But it's the cowards that text in. The tough
cowards.
Guys. Yes.
You called them. You called them out, and they're afraid.
They are afraid of you.
It's you. I think if Lou had asked calls, they would have called.
We even had a couple people try, and it was just poor attempts. I actually feel bad for them. I mean, if that's all you got, then I would rather you not call
because it's fake outrage.
Because it's absolutely fake outrage.
Yeah,
and they want to be part of a group.
Yeah,
you know, this group that's offended, and when they try to call in and explain why, they don't even believe it themselves. Yeah, they don't make any sense.
Yeah, that's a man being angry at another man, and I'm not supposed to like that. Even though that man's job is to teach that young man how to go out into the real world and how to deal with bosses who are going to yell at you, disappoint. It's failure, everything else. But we don't do that anymore. Because all we want to do is make sure everybody's happy every single minute of every single day.
Right.
Are you happy right now?
I'm extremely happy.
Are you happy right now, Lone?
Yeah, I mean, it's like the white guy that called in and said he's offended because, you know, a white coach is yelling at a black kid.
No, I think that guy was actually like the trying white to explain it away.
Can we go to break? I gotta go.
Yeah. Sorry.
Some people that you know well are speaking out about Robert Kraft. How about Tom Brady? How about Meek Mill? How about Drew Bledsoe? How about Kenny Chesney? It's all coming up next.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.